Hallelujah. Verse 21. And it says, then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue. And what did he do? He taught. And they were astonished. Somebody say astonished. Anybody ever been astonished? Like, what? What? No way. Right? You ever? That's what it means. Like, they were astonished. It, like, it hit them, and they're like, whoa. Okay? So you could just picture all them Jews. Whoa. Anybody remember that song from back in the day? Lean back. Lean back. Anybody remember that? Yeah, that's my girl right here. She was in the world. Praise the Lord. But Jesus saved her. Yeah? So come on. Everybody get astonished. Whoa. Don't that feel good? You didn't get astonished. Just go over here. This side didn't get astonished. Everybody get astonished. Whoa. Oh, look at my girl over there. Whoa. You. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Right. They were astonished. Wherever Jesus went, people were astonished. Amen? Ooh. And they were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having what? Authority. And not as the scribe. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your word. And we give you all the glory, the praise, and the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Now, Jesus went into the synagogue. And the people that were in the synagogue were the usuals. Right? Just like most of you, you come here all the time. So, maybe that day when they got there, they were expecting the normal. They were expecting the usual. They expected one of the scribes to get up and teach them normally. But that week, something different. Say something different. Something different happened. Who showed up? Jesus showed up. I want to tell you, whenever Jesus shows up, something happens. Whenever Jesus happens, things change. Wherever Jesus go, good things happen. The Bible said wherever he went doing what? Good. What did he do? He went doing good. So when he began to teach, they were like, whoa, where did he come from? Where does this level of understanding come from? It wasn't what he taught, but it was also how he taught. It is how he taught. He did not teach from a man's mind, but he taught from the mind of the Spirit. Did you hear me there? He did not teach from a man's understanding or intellect. He was God in the flesh, showed up among men. So now when he opened his mouth, just think for a moment. You're hearing me preach. Think for a moment. Jesus shows up here. And he begins to teach. It would go to a whole nother level. It will go to a whole nother level. That's why we tell everyone to have an encounter with Jesus. That's why we lead you to meet Jesus. Because what I preach, the Holy Spirit takes the word now and brings it alive to you. But if you have not encountered the Lord, it will be just mere speech. Are you walking with me? So I don't want you to leave and say, whoa, my pastor can preach. No, I want you to say, I heard the word. And the word changed my life. And the word impacted my life. And now I understand by the Spirit. Are you with me? So Jesus showed up. He taught them the kingdom of God. He taught them the way of the kingdom. He taught them how they should live as children of God. But let's see what happened here now. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having what? Authority. Not only did he teach by the Spirit, but he subdued the atmosphere. He subdued the atmosphere. Now, when you come to the altar, you get hands laying on you. You ask people how they feel, and they will say, I feel light. Whenever there's demonic operation in a person's life, and then you lay hands on them, something has to change. Something has to change. That's why they can say, I feel light. I feel, or I feel the heat of the Holy Ghost. Now that's the Spirit of God working, the fire of God burning inside of them. So what is that? Somebody say authority. Last week we spoke about authority from within. Today I'm going to talk to you about authority to change things. Authority to change things. What did Jesus do with his authority? He taught them. That's one. But then he went a step forward. There was a man in the temple. What did the man have? A demon. He had an unclean spirit working within him. Did Jesus leave the man with the demon?
No.
A lot of times when people manifest, oh, we say, let the peace of God. You ever seen some preacher do that? When they don't want demons to manifest, they pray peace, so they shut the demon down. They shut the spirit down because they don't want to create no ruckus in the church. Think of what was happening in the temple. The spirits begin to cry out, thou son of David, why have you come to torment us before our time? Wherever Jesus went, there was trouble. I said there was trouble. A lot of times we don't want to be troublemakers, sir. We want to be nice, good people. Oh, man, when I come, you must see goodness and mercy. No, when you see me, you must see warfare. When you see me, you must see some trouble. The enemy must know that he is under arrest. Because too often, the enemy is leading in homes. And we pat the devil. You're not the devil, don't worry. Let me pat the chair. Oh, bless him. Oh, bless her. When you should stand up and say, you foul spirit, get out. You know there's a demon, but you're afraid. And we try to explain spirit. You cannot explain spirit. You cast out spirits. You cannot teach demons theology. You have to drive the demon. He said, first, you get rid of the spirit so the house becomes clean. Hello? You got to get rid of it. And you know how you deal with the stronghold? The word of God breaks the stronghold. Too many times, oh, we think we got spirits, but what you got is a stronghold. It's just your mindset needs to change. How is a mind renewed? By the word of God. I want to encourage everyone, when you come to the house of God, bring a notebook and bring a pen and write, 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 write. When you hear something, you write it down so you can go back and you can read it. So, cast the spirit out. It says here in verse 23, now there was a man in where? The synagogue. With what kind of spirit? Unclean. And what did he do? He cried out. He cried out. And Jesus went up. And what did Jesus do? Jesus said, let him alone. What? And the demon says, saying, let us alone. This is the demon. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to what? Destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus what? Rebuked him, saying, be quiet. Not only be quiet. Sometimes we stop and be quiet. Shh, be quiet. But be quiet and come out. Authority is not for you to play. Authority is for you to change situations. Authority is for you to set people free. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Let's go to Mark 4:18. Mark 4:18 says, we know it, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, but I want to see it from the Word. Oh, that's not it. That's a wrong scripture. What did I write there? Luke 4:18. Sorry. There we go. Thank you, Bishop. I got to get Bishop here. That's why he's a bishop. The Spirit of the Lord is what? Upon me. Now, let's say it this way. The Spirit of the Lord is in me. Say that. Is that the truth? Once you get saved, the Holy Ghost lives in you. Isn't that true? Good. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he has anointed me. Okay, stop. You are, or let's talk about Jesus. He was what? Anointed. Say anointed. Too many of the church wants the first part, but they don't want the second part. I am anointed. And that's what we sing. To put the enemy under my feet. And devil's like, oh yeah, I'm on your head. Keep singing that. But I'm on your head. I've got your mind. I've got you unlocked. I've got you addicted. I've got you confused. I have you bewildered. I have you fearful. I have you scared. I have you in the grip of the devil. But I am anointed. You want to prove you're anointed? Get exercising. Look at the first part. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Somebody say, to. That means something is about to happen. The first part is the deposit. The second part is the expression. There is no reason for anointing if there is no expression. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth and he went around preaching. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What else? He has sent me to do what? To, say to. To heal the sick. Somebody say to. Proclaim liberty to the captive. That's those who are under the oppression of sin. He's here to preach, let them hear the word. But he's also there to proclaim, let them know that there is liberty in Christ. And you do not have to live under the weight of sin anymore. And you don't have to be oppressed by devils. And you don't have to be confused. And you don't have to be manipulated. Somebody say to. And recovery of sight to the blind. Number four, our world suffers from this, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. So many people are oppressed. So many people are on antidepressants. So many people are on drugs. So many people are on marijuana. So many people are on alcohol. So many people are under the influence, not only of demons, but pharmaceuticals. And then it lets in spirits. I think the word for pharmakia is the Greek word for pharmaceuticals. It's the same word used for demons. We got to be very careful, because too often we look at the drugs as the answer to our trouble. We look at the doctors as the answer to our problems. We put all our faith and our confidence in a drug. And we forget that Jesus is a healer. We forget that Jesus is the way out of your sickness. But he was anointed and he had authority not to say, I have authority, but to do something. And can I tell you, the reason you're anointed is to do something? Amen. Let's go to Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. Now, we saw Jesus was anointed. Now, this is our anointing. But you shall receive what? The word power is the word dunamis. That means the ability of the Holy Spirit. The ability. Somebody say ability. You shall receive power. You ever receive the power of attorney? That means you can. Everybody know what a power of attorney is? Okay. A power of attorney is not a man named Tony. It's the power to act on behalf of another. Are you with me? Now, it might be a piece of paper. It's a paper. The power of attorney is a paper. Now, this is paper. Can I have your book? This is also paper. But one has power and one does not. So the moment the signature and the structure is printed on to the paper and the signature goes there, you then receive what? You go from it being a blank paper, here's your power of attorney on this side. All of a sudden now, you have power to act with the same paper. I want to tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes in you, you look the same. You got the same height. You may have the same hairstyle, but when the Holy Ghost comes, this was blank Siri, Holy Ghost Siri. Now Siri can go out and act on behalf of God because the Spirit of God is upon her. Thank you. So nothing changes on the outside. The change happens where? Inside. You can be coming to church for 40 years and nothing happens on the inside. You'll still make it to heaven, but you'll never walk in authority. So, he says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you shall what? Somebody say be. Say be. Meaning there is a becoming. There is a transformation that takes place when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you're activated by the Holy Spirit. Something changes. You go from just being dormant and now you become active. Are you with me? This is authority in action. For the child of God, the reason we have authority is to do something. It says you will what? Be witnesses. Say witnesses. Say I will become a witness. Now we know one aspect of witnessing is evangelism, speaking to people. But I want to show you the power side. I want to show you the power side of witnessing, because there are certain things that you cannot do with just Jesus love you. There are some things you cannot do with Jesus love you. Let's go to Acts. Go over one chapter. Acts chapter 4. We're going to start at 3. Peter, James, Peter and John. Where are they going? They go up to the temple. They're on their way to the temple. When they got there, they went at the hour of prayer. What happened? Who they meet? A man. What kind of man they met? Come on, what kind of man? What kind of man? they met a lame man. Now, they can witness to him and he can get saved. But God also wants us to witness with power. God wants us to witness with what? Power. God doesn't only want us to witness about salvation. He wants the second part to happen. And the man was lame from his mother's womb. So they said to the man, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what? Rise up and walk. What happened to the man? Immediately the man began what? Walking. He went into the temple, leaping, praising God, magnifying God, honoring God, giving praise in front of everybody. And they all saw. And they said, wasn't this the man that sat at the gate? But what changed? It's now their authority changed. And they were able to speak to the man's condition. And the condition obeyed them. Are you with me? The condition obeyed them. How many of you came into this house with a condition and you got hands laid on you and your condition changed? Come on, give God praise. Now, we could have sent you back home with your condition. But we have to take authority. I want to tell you this week, purpose in your heart that you're going to take authority over some condition that the enemy has put on someone. Let the authority that is on the inside of you work. We got to take this gospel to the streets. I said we got to take the gospel to the streets. When you go to work, take the gospel there. When you go on your job, take the gospel. When you go to school, take the power of the gospel. Let your faith not only be heard, but let it be seen. How can you do this? Somebody is sick, be the first to pray for them. You heard somebody's going through a crisis, pray for them. So many people are under the weight of oppression and depression. Pray, drive out the spirit of oppression. Let the authority that is in you make a difference and change things around you. Now, when they got to Acts chapter 4, they arrested them. And then they questioned them and they say, how were you able to do this? By what power were you able to do this? They say, in the name of Jesus, the same one that you crucified, it is in the name of Jesus. How will you affect things? By the name of Jesus. It is not up to you to make it happen, but it is in the name of Jesus. Who's going to change it? The Lord will turn it around. Because what? Where is the power? Where's the power? Where's the power? The power is on the inside. Go to Acts chapter 8. You see there persecution started in the church. The people are scattered. And then they scattered and scattered. And then one by the name of Philip. Philip went down to Samaria. When Philip got down to Samaria, let's look. Verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Where did they go? Where did they go? So where should we preach the word? Everywhere is a good where. Hello? I say everywhere is a good where. Everybody want to know where, when, and how. Everywhere is a good where. That's poor grammar, but it's okay. There's probably more anointing on the poor grammar than the best grammar in the world. Because what? We're here to affect things. We're here to make a difference. We're here to bind spirits, bind the powers of darkness. Look here. They went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of what? Samaria. Where did he go? And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip. So what was he? He was being a witness with words. A witness with what? So you could be a witness with word, but that's only the beginning. You have to move from word to demonstration. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's time to demonstrate. You've talked a lot, but it's time to demonstrate. Now look here. Ooh, glory be to God. Hearing, what verse was I? Six. The multitudes of one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip. Hearing, now one was hearing, but number two was seeing the miracles which who did? Who did it? Jesus didn't do it. You got to follow the scripture, my man. Who did it? Philip did it. Who did it? Who was in the temple teaching? Jesus. Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. Lord, you got to follow me. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. Who was in the temple teaching? Jesus. Who was in Jesus? The Holy Spirit. Didn't we read it? How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you this. This morning I was sitting there and they said, Faith Church is a school of the Spirit. This is school. Let's not call it church. At church, you come, you nap, you sleep, you yarn, you do what you want, but not here. This is school. This is the school of the Spirit. You come here to learn. You come here to advance. You come here to scale. Somebody say scale. Come to scale so that you can have an impact. Imagine all of us go cast out demons. Oh, my God. White Plains Road will be free. All the drug dealers gonna bawl for mercy. No money. And they're gonna have to come and get saved. So the man went there, the man preached, but it was time for him to what? Demonstrate. Who did the miracles? No. All right, let's do it again. In Acts chapter 8, the man, when the man preached and the man did the miracles, who did the miracles? Philip. What kind of man was Philip? He was a regular man, number one. And then the second part of the man, he was a Holy Ghost filled man. Just like us. Before we encountered Christ, we're a regular man. But if any man be in Christ, he becomes a new creation. All things are past. How many things? How many things? All things become new. And then the new man gets baptized with power. The new man has to get baptized by the Holy Spirit. And here comes the power. Somebody say power.
Power.
And here comes the authority. So now you can go out and you can be like Philip and work some miracles. Hello? Tell somebody it's action time. Then unclean spirits crying out. Now, remember, with Jesus, who cried out? Unclean spirit. Here is now Philip. To be like Jesus. We know that song? To be like Jesus. All I ask is to be like him. All through life journey from earth to glory. All I ask is to be like him. Who knows that song? If you don't, you're not going to heaven. It's not true. But guess what? We sing those songs. Well, when I was growing up, we sang those songs. But we were just thinking maybe to be holy and to be righteous. But we didn't say when we sing this song, the power of God will flow through my life. And wherever I go, demons are going to cry out and they're going to get angry. Are you with me? We got to come to that place to say, God, give me the power like Philip. Give me authority like Philip, that when I walk into a place, demons are going to check out. When I walk into my job, the spirits that are working there, they are going to check out. You ever go to a hotel and you feel it heavy? Yeah. You know there's some haunted hotels? When we go there, those same demons that are sitting, they got to move. Yeah, but you know demons are stubborn. They like to hang around until you see the blood of Jesus. Ow! All of a sudden you feel the atmosphere just release. That's why there is power in your words. Whatsoever you bind on earth, Matthew 18:18. Whatsoever things you what? Bind. It didn't say whatsoever things you observe. No, you gotta open your mouth and say something. Amen. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever things you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Heaven waits to back you up. So the authority is in you. I said the authority is in you. Amen. But it's time to press in. It's time to engage in the anointing. And you engage in the anointing by prayer. I say you engage in the anointing by what? Prayer. What did Peter and Paul do when they were in prison? Their backs were against the wall, but they began praying. Number one was prayer. Number two, they began praising God. And number three, if you're going to engage in power, you need the word of God. You need to know what the word of God says. So now you can see, like Philip. Philip did it. And now I can do it. Hello? We know Jesus did it. That's not breaking news. But here, a regular man like Philip went down to Samaria. And what happened? Demons start crying out with a loud voice, and they what? Came out of many who were possessed. You know when people get delivered from demons, it changes everything? Well, no, let me not say everything. Because then you got to deal with the stronghold on their mind. But it deals with a lot. After you get them delivered from the spirit, then you're able to teach them. A lot of people that never get their... A lot of people do not get their full breakthrough because they do not want to sit in the word. You know, you can be free of demons and still manifest. You can be free of the spirit and still manifest because the stronghold is in your mind. So your spirit man is free, but your mind is still possessed. Because that's what you call strong. Hold. That's why you need the washing of the word. Hello, write that down. There's a scripture that talks about the washing of the word. The word is what is God's plan, purpose, and your true identity. So if you don't get the word of God, that's why it says, let the word of God dwell in you. How? Rich. When people are rich, they got a lot of money. That means let it abide in you in abundance. Say abundance. In abundance. So, when the demon goes, and then the person is taught the word of God, that's victory right there. That is complete. That's what we call free. Who the Son said free. The second part is indeed. It's free indeed. First part is deliverance. Second part is renewal of mind. Indeed, freedom. Did you just catch that? First part is casting out the spirit. Second part, when the man got delivered from spirit, where did he come and sit? Right at Jesus' feet. And then Jesus gave him the word of life and set him up, renew his mind, and then send him on his way. What happens is people come, get delivered, and then go live their life. But that's what the demons love. They come, they check out the house, it's swept clean, and they bring seven more. So next time you come, it's another show again. But I want to tell you, somebody say the word. Will wash me. Will wash my mind. And renew my mind. Somebody say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, verse 7 says, unclean spirits crying out with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed and many who were what? Paralyzed and lame. They were what? Healed. Few? No. Many. Somebody say many. Many. Say we shall see many healed and delivered. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not sick. He is not sick. So I will not be sick. I will not be sick. I will live long, healthy, and strong in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Ooh. Now look what happened. Are we talking about authority, aren't we? An authority that what? Changes things. When the man got there, the people were bent over with demons and sickness. And unbelief. Say unbelief. Demons. Sickness. Say unbelief. Demons. And sickness. Unbelief represents darkness. Unless you are saved, you are in darkness. It don't matter how rich you are, you're in darkness. You're rich and in darkness. It don't matter how tall you are and got sexy muscles. You're tall, sexy, and muscular, but you're in darkness. It better, my God. So the city was in darkness. Anybody ever went in a blackout? Yeah. We grew up in blackout. Blackout was a normal part of our life. It was like Christmas lights. Light on, light off. Light on, light off. Right, Pastor Ab? If you want to know about blackout, go to Guyana. Back in the days. Things have changed. Glory be to God. Amen. After we paid the price, they're enjoying it. We believe that we shall get some too. In Jesus' name. Listen, take yourself. What you believe is that's what you're going to have. Hello? So, they were in darkness. They were under the oppression of devils and sicknesses. But look what happened in verse 8. After they got delivered, they believed, and they got healed. What happened? Verse 8. What was there? What kind of joy? What kind of joy? Whenever authority is exercised, the next thing that happens is great joy. We got to come to a place to understand that when we stand in the gap for our loved ones and we pray for them to get saved, it's so that they will experience the joy of the Lord. When we stand in the gap and we pray for someone to come out of the oppression of spirits, it's so that they can enjoy life and live in the joy of the Lord. When we pray that someone get healed, it's because we want them to experience the joy of the Lord. You know God wants you happy. Hello? Who know that God wants you happy? Who know that God wants you to have a nice life? God wants us to have the best life. God wants us to have a blessed life. That's why the Bible says, for this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might what? Destroy. He might what? Destroy. The powers of darkness. For this reason. Amen. Because when darkness goes, what comes? Light. Turn the light off, Brother B. Right. You see, I can't see some of you in the back. Smile. I just saw some of you. Put on back the light. Yes! What happened? Darkness! But now the light is on. I can see all of you. You know when I come in here? This place is so dark without light. I have to turn on my phone camera to see where I'm going. That's how people are without Jesus. They're feeling true life. But when you come to Jesus and you get the freedom of God, your sins have been forgiven. You've been liberated from the oppression of the enemy. And now you can enjoy life. Are you with me? You can now enjoy. When we work the works of God, watch me. Don't watch Bishop. He's doing his thing. Watch me. All eyes on me. But you're still tempted to watch over there. Isn't that true? Thank you, Mother Rose. Mother Rose, I'm watching you, Pastor. Let everything happen. That's not your business. Do your thing. Stay locked in so you don't miss the word. Because that moment probably had your breakthrough. Joy came to the city. See that people need the gospel. See that people need the authority that is in you. And go out and by faith. Now, this authority doesn't work in any way else except faith. This authority does not work in any other way but by what? Faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. So let's end praying for Sister Siri again. She needs healing. The Bible says the prayer of faith. Which prayer? James 5. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. How? Not by my authority, but by my faith. Let me correct that again. Yes, by your authority one and faith. The two work together. Right? But not by my name. It's faith in the name of Jesus. So the authority that is with you, coupled with the faith that you have in the name of Jesus, will affect things and cause things to change. Don't wonder how it's going to happen. You see, the devil tells you, you can't do it. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. The accuser of the brethren will come and accuse you of weakness. The liar will come and lie to you and say, nothing is going to happen today. But you say, I walk by faith and not by sight. It's the devil says, oh, your loved ones will never get saved. The devil is a liar because he promised me that he'll save me and he'll save my household. All of you that are praying for your children, keep covering them under the blood. I said, keep covering them under the blood. Let me share this quick one. This preacher went to preach. This is a couple, not too long ago. This happened the other day in Jamaica. Pastor Philip Wine. We met him when he came here to Bronx, when we went to the rally last year. And I saw him preaching and I saw this clip he put up. He said he went to keep a crusade. And when he went to keep the crusade somewhere in Jamaica, I'll drop it in the team faith or I will share it online so people can see it. He said when he went, the road was blocked off with drums. So he couldn't get past. They blocked the road. So he go back out and he say, man, this is the way. There's no other way in. When he come back in, he pull up. And he said, you know what? I'm going to this crusade no matter what. When he pull up, he hear somebody say, yo! He say, yo! And the man said, where you going? He said, going down, there's a crusade tent meeting. He said, man, a Christian? He said, yeah. He said, you want me to move it or you're going to come? He said, no, stay in your car. I'm going to move it. He said, that night while he was preaching, gunshot rang out in the neighborhood. Bum, 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 bum. He said, all of a sudden, all the people disappeared from under the tent. But he stood up and he kept preaching. He said, the next night he's going again. When he pulled up, drum again. The preacher actually called him and said, we're going to cancel a meeting. He said, Pastor, you told me 3 nights. And I'm here for 3 nights. And I'm coming. When he pulled up, drum again on the street. He said, yo! The man said, who that preacher? He said, me that. Said the guy came out and moved it. But he said, when he was preaching that night, and he said, whilst he's preaching, 6 guys walk under the tent. And he recognized them because he said, one pants was pull up. And he said, the guy that jumped out the bush, he had one pants up. So he said, these are the guys. But out of the 6, one turned and walked out. 5 remained. And he said he could see he had a 45 Glock in the back of his back here because he had on a see-through shirt. But that young man walked out. But 5 stayed. And they prayed for them and they covered them under the blood. The next day, he said, they said, Pastor, did you hear what happened last night? The one that walked out, they killed him. But the 5 that remained, they were covered under the blood. What is that? The power and the authority of the Spirit. We got to get tenacious. And go everywhere is a good place to preach the word. Not only up tongue, dung tongue, right, left, everywhere needs God. The man said 2 years later, he went to a rally. And he said, after the men's group sang, one of the guys came up and said, Pastor, don't recognize me. He said, yeah, man, I recognize you singing the choir. He said, the man said, yow! It was the same men that give their heart to the Lord. And he said, 3 of us are singing now on the choir. I want to tell you, there is power and there is authority in the children of God. Stop seeing yourself as normal and regular and go out and work the works of God. Take authority over demons. Take authority over the spirits in your community. Look out your window and say, in the name of Jesus, no bloodshed. In the name of Jesus, no accident. In the name of Jesus, young people shall be saved. All men shall be saved. Young men, young women, everyone shall be saved because I am here. Somebody stand up and say, I am here. Come on, stand up and say, I am here. Let me see who's going to take authority this week. Walk in your authority. Say, I am here. Say, devil, I am here. Demons, I am here in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, from the time of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom suffers violence. But it didn't stop there. It said the violence takes it by what? The violence takes it by force. Somebody say, I will take it. I'll take my community. Let's start with our house. I take my house. I take my house. I take my house. I take my house by force. My marriage, my children, my grandparents, my uncles, my aunts, we take them by force. Come on, take them by force. I take them. Say, I will change things. I will change things in Jesus' name. Keep your hands up. Father, thank you for your people. Reveal. Rikes kaprokos katada. Reveal, reveal, reveal who they are. Reveal. Reveal, 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 Lord. Reveal, 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 Jesus. Reveal. Oh, God, reveal, reveal in this row. Reveal, 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 Jesus. Reveal, reveal to them. Reveal to them. Reveal, reveal who they are. Reveal who they are. Reveal. Reveal in the name of Jesus. Reveal, reveal, reveal. Mansakati brakoskotara. Reveal. Let them see with the eyes of the Spirit. Brakaske brokoske brokoski tabrakaska tanda basaya. Say, I will see by the Spirit. From today, I see. I receive sight. I receive my sight. In Jesus' name. I walk by faith. I walk by faith. I talk by faith. I demonstrate by faith. I demonstrate by faith. I demonstrate by faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, activate my life. Activate me with power, with power. Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8 is my portion. Acts 1:8 is my portion. Acts 1:8 is my portion. In Jesus' name, give God praise.